Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week we've been focusing on Luke 9:51 to 62, where we see that we are to model our lives on the costly obedience of Jesus. We're to carry our cross like Jesus carried his greater cross. And today we see that our obedience requires the radical leaving of our old lives and focusing on the new life we have in Christ. Let's read from Luke 9:61 to 62. Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plough and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Today's lesson: to be a disciple requires that we leave our old lives and live a new life as Jesus' disciples. So don't look back or go back, but keep looking ahead to where Jesus is leading. That's quite long, so let's say that again. To be a disciple requires that we leave our old lives and live a new life as Jesus' disciples. So don't look back or go back, but keep looking ahead to where Jesus is leading. As in the previous instant, as the man used the burial of a family member as an excuse for not following Jesus, so this person has what seems to be a perfectly good reason for not following Jesus at once. Surely to go and say goodbye to one's family is perfectly reasonable and even the right thing to do. However, as with the previous episode, we must dig a bit deeper in order to understand Jesus' strong challenge to him. I believe that Jesus knew this man's heart and that he was not really prepared to follow Jesus. This reasonable request was simply an excuse. This man, like the previous, was not willing to refuse Jesus, so uses what he knows to be a respectable excuse. This man is not prepared to pay the price of saying yes or no to Jesus. Jesus uses this analogy of the need for focus when ploughing. To be a successful disciple, like ploughing, requires that one looks ahead and not backwards. It's interesting that the words look back are about continually looking back as a lifestyle rather than a glance back. In other words, this person, under the guise of a good excuse, actually wants to go back and live his old life. He doesn't want to leave his old life behind and follow Jesus devotedly. This incident is meant to remind us of the moment in the lives of Elijah and Elisha the prophet, where we read in 1 Kings 19:19 to 21. So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was ploughing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him, threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. "Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye," he said, "and then I will come with you." "Go back," Elijah replied. "What have I done to you?" So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the ploughing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant. Here, as with the account with Jesus, Elijah is calling Elisha to be his disciple. He's calling him to leave home and family in order to learn from him and become a prophet like him. Elijah turns to say goodbye to his family. However, he also does something very radical. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the ploughing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant. Unlike the man in today's narrative, Elijah returns home in order to say goodbye. He is radical in his desire to be a disciple. So in response, to be a disciple requires that we leave our old lives and live a new life as Jesus' disciples. So don't look back or go back, but keep looking ahead to where Jesus is leading. Like Elisha, have we taken our yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and burned the ploughing equipment? In other words, have we left our old lives behind in order to radically devote our lives to being Jesus' disciple? God bless you.